snowflakes, and in comes December. But I'll always remember we met one night in June. The band was playing a love song. We danced and we stayed oh so long. Vowed that this would be our song forever that night in June. Moonlight, June night, love songs and sweethearts gay. Love brings three words, I love you, that's what they say. One moonlight, June night, I kissed you, the band played this tune. You said you'd be mine, dear, forever on that night in June.
Ah, yeah, kicking off the show a little differently there with a waltz. I don't think I've ever started the show with a waltz before, but I thought that was appropriate. One called the June Night Waltz by the Checkmates out of Dallas. And with that, we say Vita Mi Vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. And have a good one for you this week, I do believe. Just some good, fun music. And like I said, started off with the June Night Waltz. And, of course, we are in June. And normally, I would love a good June night. Just go hang out on my back porch. Maybe drink a beer. Let my dog run around a little bit. But unfortunately, with all the rain we have had over the past couple of months, my backyard has turned into a mosquito factory. I'm sure a lot of you guys down here in Texas know what I'm talking about. Well, the mosquitoes are just insane, and I've tried just about everything to get rid of them. I actually just got inside from taking my dog out and had to coat myself literally head to toe and off just to sit outside for 15 minutes or so. So anyway, hopefully things will dry out and the mosquitoes will go bye-bye. But in the meantime, we got a great show for you, so we're going to get right on into it. Here's Donny Wahlberg and his Orchestra out of Columbus. Live album they recorded back in 1997. Here's a nice polka. This one's called Out of Luck. We'll be right back. Some nice accordion music there from Chris Rybak from 1996, one that was real popular around that time. One called The Golden Pheasant. Right before that, Texas Legacy Check Band used to be the old Bobby Jones Check Band. And, of course, Stabby Mommy La, Rise My Darling Waltz. Joe Patek doing the O Meadow Polka. And like I said, we kicked that set off with Donnie Wahlberg and his orchestra doing one called Out of Luck. And we're just going to roll on now. Here's the Wentz Shimek Orchestra from one of those tapes I got from Don Main a couple of months ago. This is, I believe this is a František Komok march, one called the Jedabacek, otherwise known as the Bird, Polka Time.
Thank you.
yeah, some more fantastic accordion playing on this show. That courtesy of Doreen, the Polka Queen, Doreen and her accordion. One called Potato Chips Polka right before that. Little German style from the Swinging Dutchman from New Braunfels, the Swiss Valley Waltz. And we kicked that set off with the Wentz Shimek Orchestra and the Jedabacek, or the Bird Polka. And wow, time is running by. We're almost out of time for this first set, so one more song. Before we take a short break, going to do a little old style here, old 78s. The great, great Jerry Mazinets. Here's a nice polka called Wanna Make You Dance.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Doika Brothers there kicking off the second half hour of Czech Classics in and now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. That's one called the Hay Wagon Polka. Featured a lot of accordion music on this show. I didn't really plan on it. I was just kind of going through songs and noticed I featured a lot of really good accordion playing on this one, so I hope you are enjoying it. Speaking of accordions, we had a great, fantastic time down in Houston last week for the Accordion Kings and Queens. Technical issues aside, we had a little bit of problems getting our bass player hooked up to the bass rig as we started our set. But we just plowed on through. We got everything fixed and wound up having a great time. I only got to play for 40 minutes, which is like I'm barely even getting warmed up by that time, you know. So hopefully we'll get to do that again sometime. Lots of fun. And those guys down at Texas Folklife, they know how to run a festival. Top-notch, first class all the way. Appreciate them having us out there. Let's get back into it. Some more accordion music. Leroy Motoka and one called The Accordion Waltz. The Old Accordion Man.
Pivo Červené. Pivo, pivo, pivo červené. Kdo tě bude pivo pít, až my budem hroběni? Pivo, pivo, pivo červené. Pak to budou naši kluci pít, ať těž budou kluky mít, ať těž budou pivo pít, pivo, ty se budeš věčně pít. Oh!
Yeah, some nice fiddle music there from Julius Tupa. One called, of course, Somewhere My Love, right before that. Oh, our old band, the Dance Hall Boys, doing that Pivo Červené, the Red Beer Polka. Tommy Vanek and his orchestra doing one called the Marquee Schottische. And like I said, we started it off with Leroy Motoka and the Accordion Waltz. And we're going to roll on now. Here's a little Nebraska music for you out of Wilburn, Nebraska, the Bohemian Aces. And the old one, the old favorite called Under the Bridge.
Tym naszym mostem wodziczka se toczy. Do má modré oči, aj tam do ní skočí. Ja modré oči mám, skákat tam nebudu. Pro falešnou lásku ze světa nepůjdu. Tým našem mostem vodička se točí. Kdo má modré oči, aj tam do ní skočí. Ja modré oči mám, skákat tam nebudu. Pro falešnou lásku ze světa nepůjdu.
Thank you.
The Red Ravens there, the old favorite, the Dreamboat Waltz. Right before that, a little Wisconsin music there for you, Jerry Getsch Orchestra. Nice little German number, one called My Girlfriend. Vrajel's Polka Band, of course, from their album Performing in Washington, D.C., The Path to Moravia. And like I said, we started off with the Bohemian Aces, not the Texas band, the Nebraska band. And, of course, Under the Bridge Polka. And with that, wow, the time has flown by. We're already done for another hour, but hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for hanging around and listening to the show. Check out the after show if you download the show. Going to have some cool country music for you. Some of my favorites that I enjoyed as a kid. I call them jukebox favorites. It's songs I used to, when we would go to various establishments when I was a kid. I'll say it, beer joints. You know, and my mom and my dad, we'd go hang out. The parents would drink beer, and the kids would run around and play on the pool table or shuffleboard or whatever. But these are a lot of songs that I enjoyed playing on the jukebox. So if you download the show, you'll get to hear that. But we're going to get on out of here. Before I do, I want to invite you guys out if you're in the Austin area. On June 26th, I do believe, 26th, 10th, Wow, I'm trying to think. What am I going to have my calendar in front of me? 10th, 11th, 12th. Yes, 26th. We're going to be at Songwriting Hall in Austin, right next to Shoals Spear Garden, having our second kind of a picnic and get-together. I don't really know what you want to call it, but we're going to try this again, just to have a Sunday afternoon dance down in Austin. It's only $5. Again, bring your own food, bring your own beverages, bring board games, dominoes, whatever you want to do. Hang out, have a good time, bring the kiddos, dance, you know, sit around. Just you want to have a birthday party or anything like that, bring your friends, your relatives, and we will supply the music. We're going to have a great time. I'm looking forward to it. It's just a nice, relaxed chance to get together with friends and just drink some beer and play some music and have a good time. So hope to see you guys out there. In the meantime, I'm going to get on out of here. Here's Charles Bukeska and the Sensations out of the Temple area doing a nice snowball medley here. So a little polka time with a lot of different songs. I know you'll recognize them all. So until next time, everybody take care. Stay safe. Stay away from the mosquitoes, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye. Everybody, Dennis here. Thank you for hanging around and checking out the after show. Here we go. Hope you enjoyed the show. I thought it was a pretty good one. I'm trying to, you know, definitely getting back to more Texas music. I got to tell you, over the past few days, I've gotten a ton. Here's the thing with 24/7 is they'll get a copy of a CD. The guy that runs the station will burn a copy. He puts it in Dropbox, and then everybody can go download it instead of, you know, people having to send it to every single DJ. They send it to the station, and then the station makes it available to all the different DJs. So we've gotten about 5 or 6 albums over the past 3 or 4 days, and man, I just can't, you know, I'm not knocking any bands or any kind of sound or anything, but man, those it just all sounds the same to me. You know, it just doesn't have that Texas feel. Down here, you know, the majority of the bands at least sound different. You kind of know who they are listening to them, or you at least have an idea. These albums, and they all sound just like exactly like each other. And there's just too much of that, you know. I mean, like Northern guys, or any guys up north, I'm not knocking or anything, but you guys make polka music for the sake of making polka music, you know, just to have a polka. Whereas it's so rooted in the ethnic Czech or German or Polish tradition down here, that's what people want to hear. And, you know, that's definitely what I enjoy playing. We do a few English polkas, but not many, just because I kind of feel weird doing them. And I think it's kind of a sellout, honestly. I mean, I've thought about it, especially after listening to some of these bands. It's like, I don't know if we should even call ourselves a polka band. You know, we're more like we're a folk band that just happens to play polkas and waltzes, because we really try to keep this folk music, the Czech music, alive. And so we're not playing polkas just to play them, like a lot of these bands seem to do. And that's fine, you know, go for it. If you have an audience for that, that's cool. But me personally as a musician, that's not what I'm into, you know. So anyway, so that's why I'm kind of, you know, especially with the this show, I really wanted to get back to some Czech music and feature a lot of that stuff. So I hope you enjoyed it. And now for the after show, I've kind of rambled enough. And like I mentioned, at the end of the show, these are what I would kind of call jukebox favorites. A lot of these are stuff that I grew up as a kid just loving. These are some of my favorite songs from being a kid. And I was thinking, because I was going through, I picked out a whole bunch. I'm going to do this over the next few shows. And I was thinking, really, like, especially when you're a kid, I guess, where you, like, story songs really gravitate to you more so than just like a honky tonk song. You know, my baby left me, I'm here drinking. I love those too. But man, when you're a kid, you love story songs because they tell a story or whatever. They're funny. So I'm going to feature a few songs. Like I said, we used to go to the beer joints and I'd get a dollar. And back when you could play, you know, at least a minimum four songs for a dollar, you know, a quarter a song, maybe even you could get five or six. Man, but I love looking through those, hitting that button, making it scroll over, looking at those things, and then you're putting that money in there and punching those buttons to, you know, program the thing. That was just the best feeling in the world. It was so cool. So these are some of the songs that I grew up listening to and loving, and I'm going to feature a lot more of them over the next few weeks. So what you're going to hear today, a little Bobby Bear, Detroit City. Johnny Cash, one called Frankie and Johnny. A little Charlie Daniels Band, The Uneasy Rider. I love that song. That song's hilarious. Another one I just loved as a kid, a little Tom T. Hall, Sneaky Snake. Kansas City Star by Roger Miller. And wrap it up with a little Hey Joe by Carl Smith. So I hope you enjoy these. And we will see you back in a couple of weeks. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. but by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines.
'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home.
Well, now Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. They were true as the blue, blue sky. He was a long-legged guitar picker with a wicked wandering eye, but he was her man nearly all of the time. Well, Johnny, he packed up to leave her, but he promised he'd be back. He said he had a little picking to do a little farther down the track. He said, I'm your man, I wouldn't do you wrong. Well, Frankie curled up on a sofa, thinking about her man. Far away, the couples were dancing to the music of his band. He was Frankie's man. He wasn't doing her wrong. Then in the front door walked a redhead. Johnny saw her right away. She came down by the bandstand to watch him while he played. He was Frankie's man, but she was far away. He sang every song to the redhead. She smiled back at him. Then he came and sat at her table where the lights were low and dim. What Frankie didn't know wouldn't hurt her none. Then the redhead jumped up and slapped him. She slapped him a time or two. She said, I'm Frankie's sister, and I was checking up on you. If you're her man, you better treat her right. Well, the moral of this story is be good but carry a stick. Sometimes it looks like a guitar picker just can't tell what to pick. He was Frankie's man, and he still ain't done her wrong.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, 'cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, now you just stay right where you're at, and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick, and I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick. So I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pick old fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
Take warning, if you go near the lake, keep your eyes wide open and look for a sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him, maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. I don't like old sneaky snake, he laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Well, sneaky snake drinks root beer, and he just makes me sick. When he is not dancing, He looks just like a stick. Now he doesn't have any arms or legs. You cannot see his ears. And while we are not looking, he's stealing all of our beer. And then Sneaky Snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky Snake goes dancing, a giggling and a kissing. I don't like old Sneaky Snake. He laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job. Better job at higher wages, expenses paid and a car. But I'm on TV here locally and I can't quit, I'm a star. I come on the TV a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. And the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're Daddy, you're the same accord. Drop a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the lead lady, you're the same car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction ever, supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Stay tuned, we're gonna have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
Hey, Joe, where'd you find that pearly girly? Where'd you get that jolly dolly? How'd you rate that dish you wish was mine? Hey, Joe, she got skin as creamy, dreamy, eyes that look so lovey-dovey, lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I ain't no hero, but oh, buddy, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey and she's a sugar pie, and I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, though we've been the best of friends, this is where our friendship ends. I've got to have that dolly for my own. Come on, let's be buddy-duddy. Show me you're my palsy-wowsy and introduce that pretty little chick to me. Hey, Joe, quit that waiting and hesitating and let me at her. What's the matter? You're slow as any Joe can be. Now come on, Joe, let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen, and I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, we'll be friends until the end, but this looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have that dolly for my own.